Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That Willie Wilson guy running for mayor of Chicago, spending millions of his personal fortune to feed the hungry and to buy gas for people who can't afford it, he's now come up with another way to help people, help all people, to vote in November and then again in February. Willie Wilson has filed a lawsuit in federal court, to stop the Chicago Board of Elections from reducing the number of precinct polling places from about 1,100 to only about 600 polling places, which means that people who want to vote in person will not only have to find a new place, but then have to wait in line long enough to not want to vote. Willie Wilson says the problem with fewer polling places is that it gives an unfair advantage to incumbents. He describes it as incumbent protection, a political shenanigan, which, of course, it is. A Board of Election spokesman says it is not a shenanigan, but a necessity because the last U.S. Census counted fewer Chicago residents, so the Board of Elections is required to provide fewer polling places. Wilson's response to that is he grew up in the Jim Crow South, where people fought and died for the right to vote. He remembers he was not allowed into a polling place. So what's now happening in Chicago, that drastic reduction in the number of polling places, is hitting him very hard. Makes sense what you're saying, Willie Wilson. So right on.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.